Apps, we all use them. In fact, they're driving increased usage time on mobile devices. But the latest mobile threat report from Trend Micro carries a clear warning that this trend is also a great opportunity for cyber criminals. And on the line to discuss this, as always, is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Andy.
Now, Tim, according to the latest report, in October, less than half of the apps checked by Trend Micro would be considered safe. This sounds pretty alarming. What exactly does that mean, and what exactly is wrong with all of these apps?
Well, Andy, what we're definitely seeing in the latest report that we put out is that if we look at the total life of the Android app stores and what we've been looking at, about 35% or 3.5 out of 10 apps have been risky or malicious. And what we saw in October was quite a dramatic change in that, where nearly 6 out of 10 apps were risky or malicious. And what we mean by that is that we really see two levels, and it's split 50-50. But the first level is a little bit of annoyance. You get a lot of ads come through, create unnecessary shortcuts, maybe do a little bit of information stealing. But a lot of them, and about 50% of that, or 3 out of 10 apps, are actually out there are quite malicious. And they're premium service abusers where you get charged extra rates, they're stealing your data, and actually they're downloading viruses in the background that will do other things to your phone.
And we're mostly talking about apps on the Android platform then, aren't we?
Yes, we are, definitely. So these are mainly targeted at the Android platform, but another interesting statistic about that is that it's mainly coming out of the non-Google Play Store.
Right.
So when we look at the Android downloads in October, only 24% of apps downloaded for the Android platform were from the official Google Play Store. Nearly 76% were from third-party app stores and other sources, and this is where we're seeing most of the malicious apps coming out of.
How do other platforms' app stores compare in terms of security threats then? Obviously, you're saying that it's not necessarily Google's app store which is housing these malicious apps. It's, you know, these third-party sites. So I guess when we're talking about things like Apple's App Store and you know, the Windows App Store, they're not suffering this same issue, are they?
No, we're seeing most of the company-owned app stores from the Apple App Store, as you mentioned, the Google Play Store itself, the Windows Store, and even the BlackBerry Store. Those are pretty well protected,
right,
and are doing quite solidly. It's where you get it from these third-party app stores. And Android being the open-source software that it is, which gives the user a lot more power and versatility, also therefore opens that up to allow the cyber criminals more access to your device, and this is where they're targeting.
Right. Now, how is this going to be a problem for users as we move into Christmas?
Well, as we move into Christmas, we see this is a great time for people to be buying tablets. And, you know, tablets are very, very cheap these days, and also phones. But one of the other things we notice is that people's time spent on these devices now, almost 80% of their time is actually in apps. So when we first got a tablet, we would have it on our lap watching the TV, and we're probably surfing the internet. So therefore, we're doing general browsing. But now that only accounts for about 20% of our time. 80% of our time are in apps. And with 6 out of 10 apps that you can download these days potentially being malicious, this is why we're sort of singing a warning to people that if you take a tablet or a new device now, be careful of the apps you download, because they can actually steal that data in the background.
Yeah, that might spoil a Christmas present. Now, speaking of malicious apps, how can we tell if an app is malicious, and what can users do to make sure that any apps that maybe they already have are not a threat to their personal information or even their bank balance?
Well, look, it is really hard to detect a malicious app by the naked eye. By you or I just looking at it, we're not going to tell. But there are quite a few handy tips and three key ones to actually help minimise that risk for the people. First of all, we really do recommend trying to only ever download from the official stores, be it Google Play, Apple App Store, BlackBerry Store, and Windows Store. That's where you can ensure that people are there who are actually trying to vet that first level. Secondly, and I know it's something that no one ever likes doing, but take the time to read the permissions before agreeing to an app.
Yeah.
A lot of apps actually have to highlight the fact that they're going to access your photos or your contacts. And if the app doesn't need access to that, sort of raise that as a question and think about, what is this app really doing? And finally, we really do recommend installing a mobile security product, because the products such as the Trend Micro product will actually scan these apps for you and warn them. Even so much so that when you get an update to an app that we leave installed on our device, it'll warn you whether the update is now seeking new permissions that would make it malicious or risky for you to download, and then therefore you can make that decision then and there.
Okay, so I guess, Tim, in summary, we're saying, you know, no matter what platform you're on, as long as you are sticking to the official app stores, you should be pretty safe. But of course, if you have that extra layer of protection with a solution such as Trend Micro, then you should be fine.
That's correct. You know, going to those official stores is a great starting point. Viruses still get through, but then if you're running a bit of security protocol on top of that, then you'll definitely be safe and secure.
Excellent. Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks a lot, Andy.